speak about Shabbos. Shabbos is a present. A matana. Matana toiva. You could see it even in Psukim, the Psukim Yecheskel, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. And besides the Torah, he gave us something special. A matana toiva yeshli bebez gnozai. A special present of Shabbos. Shabbos is like a stop in the middle of the week, right? It's like a tachana. You're stopping in the middle of the week and everything is going and running. Sheishes yomim te'osem elocha. 6 days of working and doing it. And you have it in this parasha also, Shabbos. It's like 6 days of day and night, day and night, day and night. It's like a rhythm, you know, going over and over and over six times. And then the seventh time is resting. And the same thing you have also in a year. In a year you have a winter and a summer. Then you have also, again, a winter and a summer is a year. Again, winter and a summer is a year. Six times, and then you come to the seven times is resting. And it's a limud for all life and all mahalach ha-chaim from a person. And ruchnias and engashmias, it works in six and seven. Working, doing, trying to accomplish, trying to do something, to create something. But sometimes, if you work too much and you push in too much, so you lose the goal and you forget and you get, you know, you don't know where you're standing and to what you want to come. And that's what you have. The Torah teaches us always that Briyas Olam is created in 6 and 7. And every Mahalach HaChaim, if it's a year or a day, 6 and 7. And after 6, stop, check a minute, where am I standing? What's my goal? Where am I? Beyachas to my goal. I'm closer. I'm far away. If I'm mistaken, what's my mistake? And how could I fix it? And then continue and go on to the next stage. Start again, six, and again stop for seven. Beyoim, this pasuk in Yeshaya says, Beyoim, Shabbos is the Yoim. Honiach Hashem Elokecha lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you rest. Honiach mei otzbecha from nervousness. Umei rogzecha. Yeah, anger. From the artwork. Shabbos is the Yom Menucha. When we start this Avodah of Shabbos, and Kiddush. Kiddush is the time of stopping. So, first the story. Again, like you say, let's say it's a story about 10 years ago. I was in Rehovot for Shabbos. Now, in Rehovot, there was a few Bali Tshuva from the Moshav, Kidron, that everyone remembers from last year when I was at the Parshas Behar. So, we spoke about the Moshav. Yeah, that Moshav Kidron, that village. So one of the Bali Tshuvas in Kidron lives in Rehovot, invited me for Shabbos, and this Shabbos he invited also a lot of students from the Fakulta. Fakulta in Rehovot is very famous, the Machon Weizmann in Rehovot University that was over there in Rehovot, and they called them, they should come, about 25 students, boys and girls, was over there in the Sudeh, and he hoped, you know, that there was that emunah that if someone is going to only a friar, chiloni, will come and eat chon Shabbos, and wow, that will change in 1 minute, you know, a couple of sentences. So, you know, come and taste. Ta'amu ra'u k'toy v'ashem. Okay, that, not that means ta'amu, but it's also a pshat from ta'amu ra'u k'toy v'ashem. Okay. Lemaise comes Leil Shabbos, and I know you need to start the Seuda, so Shalom Aleichem, and Eishes Chayil, and then comes the Oiz V'Hodor Levusho. So I tell them the story about, I think his name was Nachman Blecher, was a Breslov Chosid, that was so poor, he had nothing to give to his daughter, Nadunya, you know, gotten what she needs, clothing for her chasana. So he told her, I have nothing to give you, so I give you a niggun. And then he created this niggun, he had this Oiz V'Hodor Levusho V'Tizchak Le'yon. Okay, he told us, and then we're all singing together, and you know, they become emotional, so it's easier, and we're singing together Oiz V'Hodor Levusho V'Tizchak Le'yon, and then we're going to prepare for Kiddush. Before Kiddush, I tell him, what are we going to do now? And I tell him, the Lashon of Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says that ever, says Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, B'Re'usa De'Libe, with the will, with the Ratzon Alev, B'Re'usa De'Libe, Mechaprim Loi Al Kol Avoy Noisov. It's a couple of all the Averis, what you have from your old life till today. Say Kiddush now, with the Ratzon Alev, I'm doing it not because I'm forced, but only because I want to do it. B'Re'usa De'Libe, you have a Kapor Al Kol Avoy Noisov. And then I told him about Reb Shlom Kezviler. This Shabbos is the Yortzeit. Chavav Iyal is the Yortzeit of Reb Shlom Kezviler. That Reb Shlom Kezviler was once someone came to him, Leil Shabbos, with Azkure. What's Azkure? A name. You should daven someone sick, someone even things that he allowed to daven even Shabbos. If he's very sick, as a chodesh sheyesh b'zakone, and he comes to the Rebbe, to Reb Shlomo Kesvila. Shlomo Kesvila told him, you're coming now in the middle of the Seuda. If you would come before Kiddush, it was much easier. Why? Because Chazal tells us that when you do Kiddush Leil Shabbos, you say Kiddush Leil Shabbos, and na'aseh shutof l'kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishis. Okay, if you're a partner, you're shutof, so you can then do business what you want. So if you would come before Kiddush, then is the time to be mamshich Yeshuas. That's the time to be poyel Yeshuas for every need. So, okay, they have no idea who's Reb Shlomo Kesvila. So to explain who was Reb Shlomo Kesvila, so I said, you know, he was a big Rebbe in Zvil. Zvil is in Russia. He's a great grandson of the Zlotchevah Magid. Okay. One of the great, the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Zlotchevah Magid. And Reb Shlomo Kesvila, when he came to Eretz Yisrael about 100 years ago, he, and the ship, and the way he took off all his Rebbish, clothing, and he threw it into the sea, into the water. And then he came down like a posh the yid, no difference, no one knew he's a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe, a Rav, or something. It was very simple, very posh, a posh the yid, in Ishtaz a posh it. And he was going around living in Yerushalayim. After a few years, came someone from Zvil, and he sees the Rebbe going around. Like, wow, that's the Zvil Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Kesvila, Kadosh Elyon. Then he became a Rebbe even in Yerushalayim. But he stayed with his simpleness, very posh it, even when he used to go. He used to go every day to the Koisel. Now, he used to go to the Koisel, he used to take the bus. I mean, that's about 80 years ago. There was already in Yerushalayim a bus. He used to go take the bus. Now, when he used to wait for the bus, everyone is sitting over there, so he used to sit down on the floor and sidewalk in the street. So it's like that. He used to sit. Someone came to some chassid, and the Rebbe is sitting over there, so he can't sit on this. He said, no, this nishta zoi groys. You're not so big that you need to make yourself so small. But, depends, and not for everyone is the Sanhoga. I need it, but because they go around me, I'm a Rebbe, so I need to sit on the sidewalk, but you can sit on a normal chair, it's okay. It was Reb Shlomo Kesvila, it was a very pashtus, very Anoga pashtus. Something strange and interesting that used to happen by him was that he had a lot of cats, chatulim, in his house. It could be like 70, 80 cats, and one time, yeah, and they used to be over there all over the place, in his bedroom, and they used to fall asleep on the chairs, and he never let to wake up a cat that's sleeping. So it was, we don't know what, he was a very big holy rabbi, he was a very big, it's like neshames or something like that, but like, yeah, on a chair, a cat sleeping, and someone wanted to move away the cat to wake up, no, don't wake up the cat, leave him. And he's still like that, it was all over the place. So, he was telling a bit stories on Reb Shlomo Kesvila, interesting things. And he was Nifter and Chavav Iyar, Tovshin Hei. That's the day of the end of the Second World War. World War II was ended in Chavav Iyar. We never know what's the connections in Shomayim, but he was a very big tzaddik, very big. It was Nifter Chavav Iyar, this Shabbos, Yisoid should be Yisoid. Okay, so before Kiddush, I'm just, running over from a noise to a noise and saying the stories about the Reb Shlomo Kesvila. And Reb Shlomo Kesvila, this holy tzaddik, said that the time of Kiddush is the time. Okay, so let's prepare to Kiddush. Yeah, we do Kiddush, and after Kiddush comes a girl over there, a student, Racheli is her name, and she comes and she says, who's that rabbi of the cats? She could meet him, because she is a nedach, a freie girl, and she learns over there in this faculta, in this university. And Rachmana Litzlan, she lives with the guy. I mean, planning to marry him. But she's, let's call it in a nice way, she's very makpid in Tzar Bali Chaim. Okay? You know that people today, they have this new religion that the only mitzvah in the world is Tzar Bali Chaim. So she, in her house, she has cats that she adapts from all places, and she wants to know who's that Rebbe of the cats. She needs to know him. It's the first time she hears about this Rebbe. No, so yeah, he's Nifter already 80 years ago. So Tovshin Hei was Nifter, now we Tovshin Pei. The story was 70 years ago, yeah? It was 10 years ago, the story. Yeah, it's already 70 years, it's not there. No, because she was sitting over there with my wife and asking her, but if she's allowed to wake up a cat, because now he's supposed to be hungry and it's his time to eat. If Reb Shlomo Kesvila lets to wake him up, and she was very, Baruch Hashem, very excited about this Reb Shlomo Kesvila and the cat Rebbe. But let's make the story short. After 4 years, I got the invitation to a chasana. She married a yeshiva boy. אבל תשובה פה רמת גן. So you never know what Rav Shlomo Zwiller is doing with his cats, and מתק נשומס, what's נשומס, who's the cat? I don't know, I have no idea. But that's the verse. Hi, kids, I call him Kiddush. Comes Kiddush Leil Shabbos. What we do in Kiddush Leil Shabbos? We take a kois, and we point at wine, yayin, right? And on that kois yayin, we start to say, Vayechulu ha-shamayim ve-ha-oretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, Zeichel ha-maaseh bereishis, and Zeichel ha-yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the sod of this kois yayin? We start Shabbos. We try to come now to this menucha. Oh, the rest from the whole week. And it's not only the rest, it's to get clarity on the week, on everything what we're doing, what we're ending in life, and to understand everything in a different way. That's the kois yayin. What's yayin? Yayin, we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin, Begimatria Yayin, tells us that it's Yud Gimel Vavin Ne'emru B'Yayin. Yeah, when you see Noach goes out of the Teva, and the first thing he does, Vayita Kerem, and Vayesht, Vay, Vayesht Mina Yayin, Vayishkor, Vayizgal, Besoich Oloi, Vayikhu Yav, Yud Gimel Vavin. 13 times Vay, and the wine. Wine could be a very big problem. Wine mixes up, okay? Mixes up. I would say that if you have a lot of problems, so you go to the alcohol, and then you have only all problems ended, because I have only one big problem of the alcohol, because everything else is already becomes into small problems. But so you have this vai and wine. Now wine, what's the problem of wine? It mixes up the mind of a person. Okay, yeah, he loses his normal consciousness, his das, his clarity in life. We're taking the wine, the bilbul of the world, the confusion, and on the wine we're starting to say the truth, the facts. What's the metzias? That vayechulu hashamayim ve'oretz v'chol tzevom vayechal Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go back to the base. You know, what's the fundamental basis that we live? What are we doing in life? To what we want to come? What's achievement? What's success? What's failure? Okay, everything could be mixed up in life when you're running and going and back. You could be going in circles again and again and again, and you're not coming to nowhere. You miss the goal. You could lose everything. And so go back to the base of confusion, okay, to the wine, and start saying over the truth. Saying over the Metzias HaOilam, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kivonu V'Charto, V'Yisonu Kidashto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. We have a goal, we have a matora in life. The present of Shabbos, stopping everything, and it's be'oimek o'inyan, even in Ruchnias we're stopping everything. Okay, Shabbos, there's no tkiyas shofar Shabbos, there's no lulav Shabbos, we have the mitzvahs of Shabbos, but to stop the rest, we don't put on tefillin Shabbos. Okay, it's Shabbos, stop doing, stop acting, calm down, look into yourself, see where are you standing, what was my goal? What was my Torah like? The Mesillas Yesharim teaches us in the beginning of the Sefer. It says the world is like a Gan HaMevucha, a maze. Yeah, the labyrinth of Strad. They call it the place in Padova, in Padova. Yeah, Padova in Italian. That it's next to where it's like half an hour from Venezia. The world of this labyrinth of Strad, like that's what it's called. It's like a big maze. And it's trees, the Gan Hanotua Bein Asorim Ayodua Letzchoik, like the Mesillas Yesharim calls it. And it's today I think it's closed from the Quran, they closed it. But before the Quran it was like 10 euro to enter to there. It's very odd to do this. They say Napoleon Bonaparte was once in Padova and they took him to this, I think it's Villa Pisani. The name of the place is Villa Pisani. He came to that Villa Pisani and they told him to walk into this maze and he didn't find a way out. Now, he could ask for help, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, and then they're going to tell him from the Aksadra, from the tower, the way out. But Napoleon never asked for help. Yeah. So he was mixing up with that. Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, and Mussolini met also in this Villa Pisani and they offered them if they want to go into the maze. And no, they didn't want. They was afraid that they're going to get mixed up over there and not going to find a way out. But this mavoch that he was over there. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, the same is also the life of a person in this world. The oilam hazeh is doimel choyshech, doimel lailo. And the lailo, the choyshech of the lailo, brings a person to a few kinds of mistakes. mistake that he bumps into things, and then it's better because it hurts him after you bumped into something, so you know you had a mistake. But sometimes it's choyshev al adam keilu amud, and al amud keilu adam, he mixes up a pillow and a person and a human being, and then he's sure that he didn't bump in, and he could live with his mistake going on and on. So you have like two kinds of mistake. You have mistakes in the chesed gvurat tiferet netzachod yisoid, and you have in the moichin, okay? In the chochma bin adas. It's two kinds of mistake, and the mistakes of the moichin is much worse. And what's the way? How could you walk out of this maze? How could you go through? And so the Nesiyas Yishon tells us, listen to the ones that went through this maze, and they are now on the tower, and they could teach you how to go through this mavoch, this labyrinth. And he says, what they teaching us, this chazal and gemore? Evei mechashev, efsed mitzvah keneged schoro, uschar aveiro keneged efseido. That's the eitzah, that's the advice that we get from the Chachomim, that the people that went through the maze, and they know everything what's going on. Now, think about it a minute. If, you know, if you look into the story, what's happening over there, that's Bila Pisani, so it goes like this maze, you walk in, and you have like a flag. And when you get mixed up, and you don't find a way out, and you're already ready to ask for help, so you raise this flag, and then someone that went through this maze answers you from the tower and tells you, okay, go back, go forward, left, right, and then you could go out from this maze. Now, also in life, if the Ramchal teaches us this Olam Hazeh that we live in is like this maze, so also sometimes you're mixed up and you're bumping into walls, but if you'll not raise your hands and ask for help, they know what to help you, they want to help you from the tower, but if you're not going to ask for help, you're not going to get it. Okay? Like Napoleon was going around and around and around, but he doesn't know to ask for help, so he didn't get the help. And he was stuck over there. Sure. Yeah? So, but Napoleon? Yeah, okay. And then, I don't know. What I read was that he was stuck over there, but I believe he got out somewhere. Yeah, or that he did like Alexander Mogdon, not that they bought him, if he could open it when he came to Gordian, I know it was this place, I don't know if the town exists, but the story goes that he bought him this tie, it was a rope that was, if he could open it, only ever so clever could be our king. So he took out his sword and cut it up, and that's it. So because Napoleon could also do it, you know, it's the same type of breaking through walls, but D9, yeah, okay. But but you see it also in life. If you want, if the Ramchal is teaching us that the Olam Hazeh is like this maze, ask for help, then you'll get help. But if you don't know how to ask for help, they want to help you, but they're not going to help you. There is something else also, that's also an interesting point, walking back. You know, I went now into the maze, I came, I'm so close to the tower, it's only like one small wall, it's like half a meter, that's it. And then, okay, I have no choice, I raise the flag, and then what they answer me, okay, go back to the entrance. Why the entrance? It's 100 meters. I need only this half a meter. That's what I need, not more. Yeah, your mistake is over there. And you have it also in life a lot of times. You take on yourself like some chizuk, some kabbalah toiva. And, you know, you feel, I'm there, it's so close. And you want chizuk. So when you speak to friends, someone that didn't go through this maze till the end, what is going to tell you? Oh, go chizuk and stronger, know and do it and v'chulu. And only when you speak to someone that went through the maze and he's on the tower, the Eitzah from Chazal, he's going to tell you, no, go back to the entrance. Do a reverse, okay? Do adrab. Go to the beginning. And that Eitzah to tell you, no, it's not a good Kabbalah for you. Go back, leave this Kabbalah. That only people that went through life and went through this maze could tell you this kind of atheist. But let's go back a minute to the wine of Kiddush and then go back to this advice of Chazal. It comes the whole week. The whole week we work hard, we run around, and psio gaso noiteles me'oir einov shel odom. What's psio gaso? Emshat, walking, running. Okay, the Gemara says, Natali Beis HaMedrash with a Psiyo Gaso. Now, in the middle of the week, happens to be that we run too much. And running into the world without stopping, without thinking, where am I, what I'm trying to get, and am I in the exact way, or maybe I missed something, the running disturbs us from knowing where we're standing. And Psiyo Gaso, that the in the Sheishas Yemei HaMaaseh, you come to Psi Ogasso. What happens with Psi Ogasso? Noiteles takes away Me'oir Einov Shel Odom, the light of the eyes. You look on the world, your eyes see very good, but without light. You see darkness. You see the world in a very low way of, a very low point of view. You see Gashmias, you see Taivas, you see a world that's so dark. Because you don't have the Me'oir Einov Shel Odom. From where comes that we don't have the Me'oir Einov? We don't have a light view on the world, you know, so bright, so nice, to see the holiness of the world, to see the Kedusha, to see Elikus in the world. We lose it because Psi Ogasso. We're running too fast. Okay, you could handle with Gashmias. Gashmias is also Ruchnias. Gashmias is also Kedusha. Gashmias is also so much Chosha Mishpat in Yeredei and Erachayim and Ebn Ezer about Gashmias. But the question is, what's the way? What's your eyes? The eyes is with light or without light? What takes away the Me'oir Einov Shel Odom, the light of the eyes? Psi Ogasso, running too fast. And then Psi Ogasso, Noiteles Me'oir Einov Shel Odom, tell us Chazal, Umayta Kante, how could you fix the Me'oir Einov? How you get back the light of your eyes? The Kiddush Ve'Avdalta, Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Kiddush Leil Shabbos is the stop of the week. 6 days, very good. Now let's stop. We take this cup of wine, we take this confusion, and we start to go back to the base. Okay, V'yoyim HaShishi, V'yechulu HaShamayim V'oretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We are for a reason. We need to do what we need to do. Where am I today? And then is the Honiach, Hashem Elokecho, Me'otzbecho, Merogzecho, Me'avoydo HaKosho. That's the Psi Ogasso Noiteles Me'oir Einov Shel Odom, and the Tikkun is with Yayin, the Kiddush of the Avdol. Okay, it's also in Pshat in Gemara, yeah? I mean, this is a Derech Drush, I think the Beis Yankev says this Pshat. Pshat in Gemara is that Psi Ogasso really is mazik to the eyes. I don't know exactly what that means today. If someone runs, he sees less. I don't know exactly. But in the Kiddush has a Sgule with the eyes. But in Svarim, they explain this Nekudah from Me'oir Einov Shel Odom. The Eitzah, what Chazal tells us, how the Ramchal explains in Mesilas Yesharim, he says, what the ones that went through the maze, and they are standing now on the tower, and when you raise the flag and you ask them for advice, what they will tell you? Evei mechashev, efsed mitzvah keneged schoro, scharavero keneged efseido, says the Ramchal. What does it mean? Stand a minute and look. What is my goal? What's my matara? To what I want to come? How do I want to live? How do I want to look like a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and even more, okay? But what's my goal? Why now? Am I standing now in a way, am I walking in a way that's leading me and bringing me to where I want to be? Or maybe I'm mixed up. And then, after a week, 6 days and seven, the 7 day you stop again. Okay, let's see where am I standing now to what I wanted to come. I mean, look at it, it's even a Gashmias. Okay, you want to come to $1 million, let's say. Yeah, okay, what's your plan to come to $1 million? Okay, you have a plan? Very good. If you don't have a plan, okay, so lumber up. But if you have a plan, yeah? Now, where am I now, beyachas to my plan, and a week later, I'm closer? Maybe I'm more far, I'm not closer than, I missed it. I went to the side, I went to the right, to the left. Okay, so let's straighten up. Because without stopping after 6 and 7, and seeing where I'm standing, you never come to nowhere. If you don't have a goal, so you never come to nowhere. It's like someone goes out, oh, boss, wow, such a nice boss, that's a good air conditioning, let's go up. Yeah, when 2 weeks gonna come? If you have no goal, you don't come to nowhere. I mean, it's a mimele. But if you have a goal, so, says the Ramchal, see what's your goal, takdir, define very clear what's your goal, and then go back to where I am now, and see, how am I standing, beyachas to my goal, I'm closer, I'm more forward, what's happening with me? This nekuda, that's the eight of what Chazal tells us. When Chazal tells us this eight, it's very interesting to look into the story. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Right? The place where the Ramchal says that Chazal told us this advice. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says, Al ken yoimeru ha-moishalim, boyu cheshboin, tibone v'sikoinei ir sikhoin, ki eish yotza mecheshboin leovo mekiriya sikhoin, ochlo or moyov ba'alei b'mois arnoin. So can Chazal say, Al ken yoimeru ha-moishalim, ez ha-moishalim be'yitzron, boyu cheshboin, boyu nechashev cheshboinoi shaloilom, efsed mitzvah keneged schoro, scharavero keneged seilom. That's very interesting, because what looks in pshat, it has no connection. Because what the Pshat is telling us, Pshat HaPosuk, the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, I think, the Gemara said, the Pasuk tells us, Boyu Cheshboin. Klal Yisrael, when they were standing before going and entering the Eretz Yisrael, they came to Amoy Numoyov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Al Totzar, Es Moyov al Tisgar ba Milchama. You're not allowed to fight with Moyov and not to to conquer the cities of Moyov. Stand away from Moyov. Okay. Then it tells us the Torah. How did Klal Yisrael get a big part of Moyov? Because there was over the Sichoin that he was Melech Hayim Moiri. Well, there was no problem to fight with Sichoin Melech Hayim Moiri. But Sichoin took over the place of most of the place of Moyov. And then when Sichoin came to fight with Am Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu went to fight against Sichoin, and then they conquered the whole of Sichoin with Moyov. Al Kain, because of this story, that like you say it also in Shabbos and the Hoy de Lashem Kitoy, the old Chavav, so you say the Venosan Artom Lenachalo. So why you say it in twice? Say Venosan Artom Lenachalo le Israel Amoy. Why Nosan Artom Lenachalo? Not to Israel, to Sichoin. And because of that it became Nachalo le Israel Amoy, because Amoy Umayov Toharu. That's the way that they're allowed to take this land. So came the Moishlim, that used to say the Mesholim, and they said Boyu Cheshboin. When they came to Cheshboin, Tibonev Zikoin and Ir Sichoin, everything belonged, became a town of Sichoin. He Eish Yotzam Cheshboin, came out of fire of Cheshboin. They came like when Sichoin conquered Moav, it was like a fire running around. Yeah, like Rachman and Etzlan. Yeah, you saw it now a few times. The fire is blowing so much. Eish Yotzam Cheshboin Lehova, yeah, flame. Nikiria Sichoin Achla Orma, Orma, the city of Moav, ate up and everything was burnt, and Sichoin conquered everything, and that's why it came to Klal Yisrael. Come Chazal and tell us what means Moishlim. Not that they say Mesholim. Moishlim means Moishlim beYitzram. And Boyu Cheshboin doesn't mean a town Cheshboin, only do a Cheshboin, the calculation, the Cheshboinoi shel Oilom of your life. Boyu Cheshboin, Tibone Vesikoinein, if someone does a Cheshboin, so he's built. An Ir Sichoin, town of Sichoin, the man that was named Sichoin, explain Chazal, Ir is like a young donkey. Yeah? Ke'ayir ze, ame'aleich achar siyachono. That goes after the donkey girl, okay? It's like, ke'ayir, ke'ir Sichoin, and then te'itzei eishme mechashvim. It sounds like, you know, how they say about sometimes you have a psachsidish psach, you say, wow, it's so gorgeous, but what's the pasuk shuldik? What do you want from the pasuk nebach? say it for yourself, without the pasuk. I mean, what's viste? Yeah. It's over. Boyu cheshboin. What's the shaykhs? Only maybe they could explain it in an interesting way. There was, ever knows, he was also prime minister over the famous general, Arik Sharon. Right? He was the general on Sheshet Hayamim, and later in Yom Kippur, and he had a lot of stories. And then there was a Madure Kamen, a Madure Basra. Yeah, it was a Choyzer boy about the settlements, the Itnachaluyot. Okay, interesting, you heard about it, right? I mean, it's not a Chiddush. Arik Sharon, no? Never heard about him? Oh, okay. So I'm over teaching now Tzionut. Al Kulpanim. It's a very interesting person. He was a very famous general. I mean, and also in West Point, they learn his ideas. Basically, in Sheshet Hayamim, he had a very interesting ma'alach about how to run a battle. But he was also what they call Aluf Pikud Tzafon, in charge in the army of the north side. And that was in the years of 65, 67, till the year before Sheshet Hayamim. That was 67. 65, 66. He was in charge. He was Aluf Pikud Tzafon. Now, he writes in his book that one day came over there. There was something that changed his point of view on Bechlal, on Medinat Israel, and on the settlements, the Itnachaluyot. Everything started with this story that happened over there. He said, if you know the map of Israel before Sheshet Hayamim, the Golan Heights was under Syria, right? Yeah, that's he wasn't the Golan. Not yet? Okay. So the Golan was a part, it depends, it's yes or Israel, it's not Eretz Israel, it's an interesting machlokes, it's called Kabbalat Talmudit, as Arich is making them ever once. But let me say, the Golanites used to belong to Syria, and there was like Etzba Agalil. They used to call it Etzba Agalil because they had the old Galil from Nahariya, from the sea, till Kinneret, and then they had like a finger climbing up till Metula Kiryat Shmone, and the Golan was Syria, what used to belong to Syria. What happened was that they used to have like, there was no of the normal border, you know, like today with a fence and everything. And they used to go like a jeep, Yeah, I used to go once a week from the Magav, Mishmar HaGvul, used to go up to this mountain, be over there a few minutes to show themselves over there, that this mountain belongs to us, and then continue to the next one, you know, like, this is like Gvaot, small mountains, bigger mountains, and going along from one to the other one. Now, one day, you know, this the car of Mishmar HaGvul, a simple jeep, not with the, you know, the armed ones, climbing up the mountain, and starting the Assyrians, took over this mountains, and they're shooting at him. You know, so they back down, and they call their, the system, and they call the one in charge. Tell them when they come to the Matkal, okay? And they take out the maps, and they look, what's this mountain? And they say, yeah, it's nothing important. It's simple, garnish, you know, not strategically, not tactically, you could give up this mountain, doesn't mean anything. Okay, so they tell them, okay, go on now to send the whole group of Golani, and, you know, how much could be killed, wounded, it's not worth it. Leave on, go on to the next mountain. Okay, this mountain belongs to them. What happened was that after a small amount of time, started the story of Atayat Mei HaYarden. Came the Syrians, and they got the simple idea. That time, 65, started the Movil Ha'Artzi. Eretz Yisrael, like we all know, is Limtar HaShomayim Tishtem Moim, needs water. And without water, nothing could grow. And Befrat, if you're speaking about the Negev, that you don't have no water at all, so you need water. What they did, that then they came up with this idea, the Kinneret, as you, had you have a lot of water in the Kinneret, they opened up the Movil Ha'Artzi. It's not so simple because the Kinneret is 200 meters lower than the sea, the height of the sea, and most of Israel, like most of the world, is higher. So it's, you know, to bring up the water from the Kinneret, and then through Givat Beit Choron, Givat Beit... Yeah, they take exactly the name, and then it was the Movil Ha'Artzi. Now, the Arabs understood that when you have over here now this Movil Ha'Artzi, it could bring the Yidden to live in Eretz Yisrael millions, much more. So they want to dry out the Kinneret. How we could dry the Kinneret? What's the Kinneret gets the water from? The Yarden, right? The Jordan River. The Jordan River gets from three Mekoyrois, Rosh Teves Chabad, Chatzbani, Banyas, and Dan. Okay? You have these three... Banyas, one of them once in the Banyas. You have Banyas, Dan, and Chatzbani. Chatzbani is in Lebanon. Chatzbani and Dan both come from Golan Heights, right? The Banyas is in the Golan. So you see, if you block this Chatzbani, Banyas, and Dan, no water in the Jordan River, the what they call the Yarden Ha'Arari, the Kinneret dries out, and a few million Yidden in Eretz Yisrael have nothing to drink, nothing to eat, and that's it. So that's the it was the idea. It was the Syria with Lebanon got together. Lebanon was in charge and blocking the Chatzbani, and Syria was in charge and blocking Dan and Banyas. If you go today to the Golan, you could see over there still things that stayed where they started to build with the big dams and everything what they need to block the water, and they started building it. Now what happened was, you know, the Israelis everyone feels the danger, and now how do we stop it? So they tried to see if we could take maybe the tanks and try to shoot the tractors that, you know, the what's that's working over there. And then they find out that small hill that we gave up because it makes no sense, makes no difference, it's not worth it, not strategically, not technically. So that was the mountain that if the tanks were standing over there, no tractor could work, not doing the tunnels, not creating nothing. What happened was, yet that's already another part of what Sharon spoke about, what happened was that they sent up airplanes. Then was no, the Americans didn't give planes in that time, it was only the French. And so you had the Mirage, yeah, the French Mirage. So they sent up planes to bomb the tractors, and then was the first time in history between a MiG, the Russian MiG, and a Mirage. And the Mirage put down this MiG and the fights that was going on over there. And then started Milchemet Shesht HaYamim. What brought to Milchemet Shesht HaYamim is this story. Came Sharon, and he had his Cheshbon HaNefesh from the story, and he said, you see over here something, this small mountain, that the Matkal and all in charge, doesn't need nothing, you could give it up, enough Kamina. That brought the war with all the Milas and the Chesroines, yeah, that came out from this war from Sheshet Hayamim. Today, that it should happen, that never should happen again, this mistake. If you see a place that could be, it's going to have some mashmos, it's going to mean something, open a settlement over there. When you have a settlement, you never give up. Because you have families over there, you have they need milk, they need bread, you have babies over there, someone needs to come to hospital, and then it's going to be okay. So that started the Madure Kame from Sharon that built the settlements, then it changed by the Hitnatkut. Yeah, it was Madure Basra that he teared out all the settlements. But that's okay, that's interesting. I'm not going to speak now about Sharon. You know what says in I saw him in Farshim, they explain? The story of Cheshboin is the story of Sharon. Cheshboin was a very small town, meant nothing. And when Sichon came and conquered from Moav Cheshboin, so Moav, the Matkal of Moav, got together, and Cheshboin, it doesn't mean nothing. You could leave it by him. Sichon could take Cheshboin, makes no difference. But that was a great mistake. When Sichon conquered Cheshboin, then Tibane Vesikoinen was rebuilded, Ir Sichon, the old town, the old land, the old of Moav became Sichon, that he started to belong to Sichon. Why? Ki Eish Yatza Mei Cheshboin, came out of fire from Cheshboin, Lehova Mikiria Sichon, what he built over there, Achlo Or Moav ate up, even the main town of Moav that was called Av, Or, Baalei Boma is Arnoin, to the end of Arnoin. Arnoin is next to Yam HaMelech, that's the edge of Moav from the other side. Oy lechom Moav, oy for you Moav, Avadeta, you lost Am Kemoish, the nation that ideals, the Avodah Zarah of Kemoish, that's called Kemoish. Oy lechom Moav, Avadeta Am Kemoish, Nosan Bonov Pelatim, his children was refugees, Uvenois of Bashavis, his daughters were kidnapped. You know why? Because you gave up on Cheshboin. Come Chazal and tell us, you see what means a small thing? You see what means the Cheshboin, that small town, that small mountain? That's not a strategically, not technically, and doesn't mean nothing. And you could give up? If you'll give up very small things, you lose everything. Al kein yoimu ha-moishlim b'yitzram. Boyu nechashev, Cheshboin o'shaloylam. Efsed mitzvah keneged tzcharor tzchar aveiro keneged efseida. Never give up on that small mountain that means nothing. Fight for it, because then that depends everything, the old town, the old land, and the old nation. So you see, the pshat is not so far from the drash, what Chazal tell us. The Ramchal, when Messiah Shisharim, when he brings down this Chazal, he tells us, how you do this, Cheshman Nefesh? Okay, I'll fight. Well, it's a punch. Okay, ooh, when, why, where? Okay, so now I'm ready to fight, but we do. So teach us the Ramchal, Hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara, tzchara vera keneged efseida. What's my goal? I want to be Mekayem Chayei Torah like it's supposed to be. Okay, where am I today? What's my way? Now, when you know, says the Ramchal, Benokel, it's an easy way. Lehitoir uleiskadesh, and come to big, great Midas. The present of stopping once a week, working very hard, 6 days, okay, it's great. Working 6 years, very hard, very good. Stop after 6 seasons, okay, that go winter, summer, day, night. Okay, 6 times, then stop. And it's also in learning, it's also in Avodas Hashem, it's also in life, it's also in Shalom Bayit, it's also in Chinuch of your children. Okay, so you have a Mahalach in Chinuch, and you're pushing and pushing and pushing forward. Stop a minute. You're doing something. How do you feel? How your wife feel with it? How your children feel with it? Something is moving, or you're pushing into the wall? Ah, no, half a meter. Take 10 centimeters right, there's the door. You're pushing now straight into the iron. Okay, stop a minute. See what's happening. See if something is moving. See if it's becoming better or worse. And then you're going to know where you're standing. The present that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, stop after 6 and check where you're standing in the 7th and Shabbos, and that's going to give you the Me'ein Olam Haba. To see what's the Olam Haba, and like the Ramchal teaches us, it's going to give us the easy way to come to the biggest Madregas. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the best, and He will give us the best. Eizr Hashem. Shkoyach, shkoyach, shkoyach.